Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Hot Topics, How to Grow Your Renewals into New License Opportunities and Making VAP Work for You. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to your speaker, Ms. Carol Dyerly. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning and good afternoon to everybody out there, depending upon which time zone you're calling in on. Again, my name is Carol Dyerly, and I'm one of the three cross-brand sales managers that we have for partners. I happen to cover the Eastern region, but I know we have partners on for the whole U.S., so I appreciate you all spending some time with us today. Welcome to the first sort of open-ended, as a external, if you will, Hot Topics call today. It's a special day that falls the once every 4 years, so I'm thankful you chose to spend your extra day, or at least a portion of it, with us. So thanks for attending. Our mission is to kind of offer up some sales productivity tips associated with renewals, allowing you to be more profitable in your selling efforts. And once you understand the value of renewal upselling, you may want to ensure that you really have the right focus around VAP as a vehicle to ensure that you win license sales in the future. If this session is of value to you and you'd like to see more topics like this in the future or have suggested topics, we'd ask that you send a note to Carl Baines, and his email address is, and I believe his email address might be on the Hot Topics announcement that you got, but his email address is cbaines, B-A-Y-N-E-S, at us.ibm.com. So we'd love to hear feedback on how this session goes for you, as well as any suggested topics in the future. If you guys would point your eyes to the presentation, there are a couple on the website that we have out there. The one that we're going to focus on first is the one that's called Hot Topics, Grow Your Business with Renewals. So if that one you can open up, we'll start with slide 2 there. Again, we're going to have some guest speakers, and I'll introduce them as they come on. Slide 2. Channel Corp, I don't know if many of you use them, but we use them. IBM uses them a lot. Many of our competitors as well as our partners use them to help us all understand how partners can maximize their profits in their selling. As much as IBM wants you to generate new customers for us, we really want to make sure that you're selling in areas where you already have relationships and skills. That's the way you save money in your selling efforts. If you look at that chart, across the top of the chart you see existing accounts, new markets. And down the side you see current products, and new technologies. What the table summarizes is that when a partner sells the same products into existing customers, they spend about 15 cents for every dollar they earn. If they sell existing products into new accounts, they're spending up to 30 cents for every dollar they earn. If they sell new products into existing accounts, you're talking about 30 cents for every dollar you earn. If you look all the way out to the pink areas where you're starting to jump into new technologies and trying to sell them into new accounts, you're spending more, $1.20 up to $2.40 for every dollar you earn if you're going new markets and new technologies. We don't recommend that any partner spend any more than 10% of their time, energy, marketing dollars, sales efforts, et cetera, out in that pink zone. That's true investment area that you need big dollars to go do. The most logical place you want to spend your time and energy is in the greener zones, the darker green or the next shade up. So, now the idea about renewals is that you're have the opportunity with the own renewals you have to take and look at that customer and see what I can sell them new. So if you shift to slide 4, we've outlined a suggested process as to how you can use renewals to upsell. First, you want to take a look at the upcoming renewals for your customers. They can be found at the Passport Advantage website in Partner World, or you can reach out to your VADs for assistance. All renewals are made available via the web 90 days prior to the due date. Since most of our products take a little while to sell, you'll want to schedule time immediately, as soon as you get those renewals, with the business owner of the renewal. I say business owner, not necessarily the purchasing agent, because the business owner really knows what's going on from a business perspective in those accounts. Before the meeting with the business owner, take advantage of the tools we make available that can help you determine possible logical upselling plays based upon the install base of the customer. The tool we'll go over today will suggest several cross-selling plays. We recommend that you focus the plays where you have the most skills or at least where you have ancillary skills. There are sales and marketing kits highlighted in the tool, as well as general product information that can help you articulate the value of the new products and can bring those to your customers. When you sit down with your customer, make sure you determine the future needs of the licenses that they currently have, as well as have discussions about cross-sell opportunities from the tools, from the products that you found in our tools. If the customers were happy with you last year, they should be happy with you bringing other products that could benefit them. This is a much, much more cost-effective way to go to your business, touch the customers that you have versus constantly trying to reach out, doing seminars, et cetera, with your customers. On slide 5, you'll see a list of the tools that we currently have to help you with identifying cross-selling plays. The first one in that slide is the one we're going to cover today. The other ones are very much more brand-specific and can certainly be of value to you if you have sales specific skills in the areas that we've outlined. So with that said, I want to just go ahead and jump and hand this over to Julie and Gary, who is the program owner for a tool that we announced last fall, but I'm not so sure that our partners are as well aware as we'd like them to be of the value this tool can bring to you. And Julianne is the program owner for it, and I just wanted her to spend some time taking you through it.
Great. Thank you, Carol, and thank you, everybody, for joining us today. I'm going to start on slide 6 and give you a little bit of background of why we created this tool. It really came from a groundswell of requests from all of you in the partner community and also from our distributors that said, you know, we really needed to, is exactly some of the charts that have already been shown, that you really wanted to grow your share of partner wallet, get more into your customer install base, but where did you start? And so we heard, Mike Borman heard a lot at Partner World and last year, you know, you wanted to grow and sell more software brands, but you didn't know how to get started, and what was the low-hanging fruit? So we took a look at some of the past purchasing behavior. We looked at what was the, based on existing skill sets, and what were the hottest trends that were out there, you know, based on what customers were buying, what would be the best cross-sell scenarios. And at the time we released the product, we released this tool in October, and at the time we had 52 products included and 60 cross-sell scenarios. So this is cross-selling through the IBM software portfolio. And then around that, so, you know, we kind of put out the low-hanging fruit. The criteria was making sure, you know, you didn't have to completely recreate the wheel. So if you look at the chart below, there are a couple examples here. If you're a Lotus today, if you're selling Lotus Notes, for example, a good cross-sell would be to add DB2 Common Store for Lotus Domino, and that provides email archiving. So it has the baseline from a business partner's perspective, the knowledge of the Lotus Domino environment, but then also from a customer perspective, there's a lot of demand, and the email archiving market is very hot right now. So we tried to keep that skill set in mind so the enablement was a little faster, as well as the return on investment was very high. Within the tool, we identify those scenarios. We also give you, again, that investment information, like how long it's going to take you to recoup the money, your expense, what you need to put out, what the sales cycle is, what kind of the training is involved, and then from a go-to-market perspective, what sales and marketing tools are available. Now, it originally came out in English only. It's a web-based tool. And if you turn to the next slide, slide 7, we actually have some very exciting announcements. Today, actually, we have announced the tool went live, I think, on Tuesday with an expanded content set. So now there are 80 products in the tool with 170 cross-sell scenarios. So 30 new products were added and 109 new scenarios added this week. So a lot more content for you to take advantage of. We've also been working on the translation. We actually have translated versions in Portuguese, Spanish, French, German, Italian, Japanese, and Chinese, and Korean, and they are just in the testing phase now. So those will be coming out, we believe, probably within the next couple of days. They're coming out in March. We are also working on an express and mid-market version that will be available April 1st, so it will show you the best pairings if you're going selling into the mid-market segment, and a downloadable version, so you'll have a, you know, an offline version where you can kind of run through all the scenarios without needing to be having the connectivity available. So some great new improvements that are coming out that are available today, and then we'll be rolling within the next couple of weeks. So if you turn to slide 8, this gives you an idea. This was based on the 50 when we first released the product. But, you know, the logic here from the software portfolio is, again, we took the largest install bases from each of the software group portfolios. So in Lotus, you know, Lotus Domino, Same Time, Forms. In DB2, it's DB2, Content Manager. In WebSphere, it would be WAS, you know, WebSphere Portal. In which also is in the Lotus family, Tivoli Storage, et cetera. So really that you had the greatest opportunity within your customer set to do more cross-selling. So looking again for the low-hanging fruit and making sure you had as much opportunity as possible. So if you turn to slide 9, I'm going to actually walk you through what the tool actually looks like and what's available to you. The URL, again, is at the bottom there. It's live on PartnerWorld. You do need your IBM ID and password to access it, but it's live and available today for you to play around with. The first slide, you would see the first screen actually be on slide 9, and it gives you a menu of all of the 5 software group brands as well as IBM hardware. There are scenarios from hardware to software. And what it asks you is to select the brand that you're currently selling. So in this scenario, we'll say, well, you know, I'm selling, you know, a lot of WebSphere today, so I'll click on WebSphere, and I'll go to the next slide, and I'll get a listing of the various products. So this is a product-to-product selection of cross-sell scenarios, and it has a listing here of the various install-based products that are currently in the tool that I can select that I'm currently selling today. So you'll see WebSphere Portal, WebSphere Commerce, WAS, MQ Integrator, et cetera. And you select then the current, so if I have a big, let's say, WebSphere Portal install base, and just so you guys know, while WebSphere Portal is branded WebSphere, we have it listed both under WebSphere Portal as well as under Lotus, just so that, you know, if anyone's looking for it, you can find it in both places. So if I turn to the next slide, I'm actually going to select WebSphere Portal. And what that provides me with are the various scenarios. So it says you can grow your business with, and it gives me a variety of options, MQ solutions, Lotus Forms, Content Manager, Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On, and then a description of what it provides. So Tivoli Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On, TAMI, SSO as we call it, you know, single authentication, you know, automate single sign-on. I'm going to select that as, you know, so you can scroll through the various scenarios that are there. Security being a double-digit growth area this year, we're going to select that one as an opportunity, and we'll go to the next slide. On this slide, you'll see there are, I have a couple numbers on here that's not actually on the tool, but it's really just to walk us through the various content pieces that are available. And we'll start with number 1. And in this section, you'll see the benefits and the customer needs. So you'll have a brief description. Some are longer than others. This is a rather short one of explaining what single sign-on is and what areas it works within. And then the value prop that, you know, it eliminates problem of forgotten passwords, reduce help desk costs, et cetera. And then it shows you the average deal size from SMB all the way up to large enterprise. If you go to number 2 in the upper right-hand box, this is a really meaty section. This provides you with an estimated first and second year return on investment. So it has a couple of really good key pieces of information. It has your gross revenue, gross margin, percent of services, expenses, net profit, and the number of sales required to reach that net profit. Now, one thing we really want to make sure that we drove home with all of you is the real benefits of VAP and SBI. So all of these estimates are calculated using VAP and SBI, and we provide links to you to both of them so that you're really taking advantage of all the incentives that are really going to bring you the most bang for your buck as an IBM business partner. Within that section, there is links to tools that help you further calibrate some of those ROI estimates. You can play with some of those numbers. If you have a sales cycle where you don't think you can do it in 9 months, you need to do it in 10, or you could do it in 4. You can play with that and calibrate a little more specifically. The next section is number 3, and I'm going to show you a slide shortly what this is in more detail. But, you know, part of it is, what do I need to put up front? What are my expenses? And what's my, you know, how long is it going to take me to recoup that money and actually make a turn a profit on it? But then, you know, what do I need to do to get enabled? What kind of training do I have to do? Do I have to send a guy to or a woman to a class for a week, you know, and have the flight expense and hotel and meal? Or is there online training that I can take them to? So if you actually click there, it spawns open a window that shows you all of the sales and technical classes available for that product set, and it tells you whether it's available online or in person, or if there's white paper or red books, et cetera, associated with it. And we also want you, again, take advantage of some of the programs and tools IBM has available. You know, leverage your value package. Again, a very important package that IBM provides partners. You pass, we pay. It can offset the cost of your training and education. And then partner connections. Sometimes with a lot of these deals, when you're doing channel development, you don't have time to get enabled, and you really need to partner with another partner to leapfrog and jump on board with an existing deal. So work with another partner while you're getting enabled and close that deal. You know, and lastly, the bottom right, number 4, we wanted to make sure you had all the go-to-market materials. There are go-to-market-ready materials here that are call sheets, there are qualifying questions, customer presentations, demos, customer references, sales sheets, all kinds of events in a box, so to speak, ready-made execution deliverables ready for you for this product. For you to go out the door with. So, you know, at a glance here on this one particular part of the tool, we really wanted you to be able to evaluate, is this the right set for you? What's it going to take from a financial perspective, from a training perspective, and then what's available from a go-to-market? I'm going to turn to the next slide, slide 13. On that ROI piece, there is a PDF available is clickable from that section that also gives you a little more information, such as the average configuration that was used, as well as the sales cycle. So that's available when you click on it, and it spawns open in the tool. And then on slide 14, this is actually a sample of the sales and technical training classes. And this you can scroll back and forth, and it tells you, again, the course name, and it clicks to it. As well as the time to completion. Does it take 2 hours? Does it take 1 hour? Is it an in-person class, et cetera? And finally, you know, we've run this. We did significant testing. I have to thank all of you who are on this call and those who aren't, because we would not have been able to do this tool if you guys had not worked with us every day pounding this out. We did significant. You know, I don't even know if I can call it testing, because you guys were with us there every day working on this, telling us what worked and what didn't. And, you know, some of these testimonials on slide 15 are because of that. And we have some partners that have had some very good luck using this, really estimate that this really helps them pinpoint where they go next. So we really hope that you find the same luck using the tool, and we'd love to hear back from you. If you look to slide 16, you'll see that, you know, again, you can access this via Partner World website. The marketing materials are available. There's a podcast, a video, there's a PDF flyer, and a demo. There's been coverage in a lot of the press magazines. So all of those are available if you need to, you know, if you want to talk to your teams about it. Again, I'm available to walk you through it personally as well. And we'd love to hear any of your feedback. We're constantly, if this tool does not suit your needs, you know, we want to change it. We want to make it work for you. And we really wish you a fabulous 2008. So what we can do to make you successful, that's what we want to do. So, Carol, with that, I want to thank you for the time, and I'll turn it back to you.
Great. Thanks, Julianne. I really appreciate it. And you guys heard more than what I sort of positioned the tool to be about. It is so much more than just a cross-selling opportunity. I think I want you guys to sit down and focus on, okay, I certainly want you to focus on what you can sell today and use it for that as a tool. And then, okay, what would be my next area of focus? But we all know that you're only going to be making money if you're selling, and you're selling stuff you know and can sell. And the beautiful thing about this tool is it helps you guide yourself in what we view to be the most profitable way to take you into the most logical next places. So I think it's a great twofold tool. One, to help you identify cross-selling opportunities in stuff you already know, and another to help you decide what are good, logical places I can go to next. So with that said, and again, I opened this with the idea that one starting point is your own renewal, is the own renewal you've got, but not to say that you can't go out to your customers and say, what have you got installed? The beautiful thing about a renewal, though, assuming that it's accurate, and I understand there may be some issues around that, but it is the customer information. It's everything they've got installed, or at least that you sold them the last time. It's a very, very valuable piece of information. The only way you get to be the business partner of transaction is if you were the ones that did the reselling. So with that said, you know, for all of you guys that are out there that seem to just like to live with the SBI, the challenge is you might not have the renewal information coming to you the following year if you didn't actually resell it yourself. So I wanted us to just sort of do a review and re-enhance or just cover VAP again as a great vehicle that allows you to enjoy enough profitability that you can do the reselling yourself so that you have the access to the renewal in the following year. So with that said, we've got Jean Borsico on the line, and I apologize, I spelled his name wrong in the very beginning of my presentation, but he's very quickly corrected me in his, so I apologize that, to you on that, Jean. But
no problem.
John is the program owner for VAP in the U.S., and so I wanted him to spend some time with you covering how we use VAP, how you get in it, and some other tricks about how you sub with it and some other things to look out for. So, John, take it away.
Thank you, Carol. Good day, everybody. On slide one, presentation entitled Introduction to the IBM Value Advantage Plus Program, you'll have my name there. And that's the proper spelling. Now let's move on to slide two, please. This is the agenda for today, and this slide covers the seven main points you see here. Let's move on to slide three, please. What is VAP? VAP is an instant rebate, a discount as opposed to a fee-based incentive program. No checks are cut to fulfill that discount. It happens automatically when the VAP order is booked. Now, why do I position VAP like that? It's because I want to use the SVI program to show a particular advantage of VAP. You've all heard of SVI already. SVI is fee-based, meaning that a separate check is cut for that fee. IBM uses that check and pays the SVI partner. Now, why do I bring up this word fee and the word check? It's because government accounts cannot participate in fee-based programs such as SVI. The government kind of see that check resembling a kickback and so on. But however, to prevent that dilemma, the IBM ordering system, as you know, rejects all government SVI orders. That said, since VAP is that instant rebate program, a sale to a government account will qualify for VAP. In short, any customer may get the benefits of VAP solutions. VAP is a program for partners and distributors. You know that. The percentage rebate is 22.22%, and we only suggest that the distributor passes that margin to the partner. VAP is only for resellers of Password Advantage products, also what's called the IBM-branded middleware software license part numbers. Importantly, VAP is made up of solutions. Each solution has a services element, and that element is the value add. The services portion may be the following: custom code, software development, design, implementation, installation, or software deployment. Any of these or a combination would be the services value add. Keep this point. Each solution should be repeatable and should contain something unique. Let's move on to slide 4. What are pre-approved IBM-endorsed solutions? Now, let's say a partner proposes a specific solution or value add. What do? I look to see if that solution meets the VAP solution criteria. The criteria is the following. Each solution must be comprised of IBM software and middleware, those passport part numbers, plus services. Now, passport part numbers, it has to be the new license part numbers, okay? Plus services. Services must be 20%. So that's the criteria for a solution. If the solution meets that criteria, I move forward. Basically, an approved solution means that IBM endorses it, and the partner can now go promote it as an IBM software solution with value add. Slide 5. What are the criteria to become a VAP partner? To be a VAP partner, the business partner must be part of IBM Partner Well for Software first, at least at a member level. When a partner submits a VAP application, that application form must show services making up at least 30% of its total company revenue. See here, I take into account their company also. In essence, I look to see if that company is services-oriented and not just the software reseller. Okay? If I clearly see all that, I move forward with the approval process. If I don't see that 30%, I deny the application. They can redo it over when they intend to produce 30% of services as a company goal. Let's move on to slide 7. What are the criteria for an IBM approval of a VAP solution? A partner must submit 3 references in their VAP application for me to contact via email. Out of those 3, I need 2 positive, relevant feedbacks. Now, a reference is something that they've done before with a client. So it has to be relevant to that solution, and it has to be positive, of course. Once I get that, I also see, by looking at the partner's website, see if they have a solution description posted for the public to see. I check that at least 20% of that solution's total cost is services related, and you know what the services portion may be made up of. We talked about that already. And if I get all that, I then move forward. Let's move to slide 7. How does VAP work? The partner must be part of IBM Partner Role for Software. The VAP application that is submitted must show that they plan to deliver services equal to 30% of their total company revenue. Now, you see that 30% there, and you compare that to the 20% needed for each solution. See, there is a gap in their company model, 30 for the company model, 20 for the solution itself. So they have some gap there to play with to definitely be able to deliver the 20% that I need for each solution to have. I check the 3 references. I get 2 positive responses. I verify the partner's website to see if the solution description posted fully and accurately represents the proper IBM product used for that solution, product and brand, and then I approve. Once the solution is approved, it gets a solution ID, that VAP solution ID. That ID will flag all VAP orders so they can get that VAP instant rebate. Okay, now VAP gets a bit easier as we go when you submit subsequent solutions. For example, submitting a request for approval for solution number 2, solution number 3, would require 1 reference. And but I would suggest that all IBM sales contact me or have their partner interested in VAP, contact me directly. I will be happy to facilitate this process. Slide 8, please. How does VAP orders processing work? Now, since, like I mentioned earlier, each solution will have its own VAP ID. If a partner has 8 or 9 solutions, then they have 8 or 9 different solution IDs. And the reason is a VAP instant rebate for any VAP transaction is only triggered by that solution ID. Obviously, a partner must always attach a valid solution ID to a transaction if they are looking to get a VAP rebate for that sale. And the reason I'm saying this is all VAP orders are processed like any other Passport Advantage orders in that they're processed by the same ordering system. The only thing that makes the VAP order different is that solution ID. I hope that drills the point on that. Let's move to slide 9. How does IBM know the partner sold and installed the solution to earn the incentive? Now, this is the audit control points slide. Simply, audit means that the IBM compliance team, it is called the IBM compliance team, that team will examine all invoices the partner sent to the end user in relation to the VAP sale that is in question. The compliance team is the only team that handles that. I can't touch it for separation of duty reasons. How does this work? The compliance team takes samples and they audit them. Very important here. Very important point. For orders that are less than 100K, they will audit a sample of 20 to 30% 6 months after the sale. For orders that are over 100K, they audit each of them 9 months after the sale. So you see here, the audit team gives, and the way that that program works is that we give the partner time to fulfill the engagement. And what does the IBM compliance team look for? It looks to see if the invoices show at least 20% of this engagement's billing was for IBM software services. Now, hardware does not count. If the 20% services criteria is met, that partner, VAP transaction, or engagement passes. We move on. If that 20% is not met, that partner is asked by IBM to remit the VAP rebate, the amount that they got for that rebate, to the distributor. If they return it to the distributor, then IBM recoups that from the distributor. By the way, the distributor is not penalized since they only did order fulfillment. Now, if the partner wishes not to return that rebate for that VAT transaction that failed audit, then IBM compliance team tells me to suspend that partner from the VAT program for 12 months. After 12 months, they can reapply for VAT, and the process starts all over as if it were, you know, square one. There are other nuances to audit. But I'm not going to get into them because they may have to do with SVI or some other components of that order. But you can always contact me if some other nuances come up. Let's move on to slide 10. Can a partner sub to another partner or to IBM? The answer is yes. But I would suggest that when that comes up, if that is even thought about, to contact me directly so I can discuss the proper procedures, forms to be filled out, and get proper approvals if approvals are needed so we can move forward on that. So the answer is yes to that. Let's move on to slide 11. Now, this talks about challenges a partner may face. There may be more, but mainly 2 points here. Revalidation in partner world and record keeping. Revalidation means that the revalidation team at IBM contacts the partner and they basically look to see if things have been updated, contacts have been updated, contact information's been kept current or are current. And that the partner's in good standing. If you have questions on that part, call me. That happens 18 to 24 months. Every 18 to 24 months, every partner in PartnerWell should go through that. The other challenge is record keeping. Basically, a partner must keep all records for 7 years. POs, special bids, paperwork, invoices. They have to keep those because the IBM compliance team for VAP stuff, they may ask to review any old VAP order at any time, you know, after 9 months or after 6 months, depending on how large the transaction was, more than 100K or less than 100K. So the point is, keep the records. Let's move on to slide 12. Special terms and conditions. Now, we got some different terms and conditions, special ones, based around solutions based on Rational Brand, Tivoli, and IAM. Those require technical certifications. So you kind of want to discuss this with me early in the approval process so I may tell you which and how many certifications are needed and if there are other conditions that we need to take care of. An example is Rational Solutions require two technical certifications. I'll tell you which ones that will be needed based on the solution request and how it looks and which Rational products it uses. And very importantly, a Rational solution must fit or adhere to at least one of five specific platforms. We can talk about the specific platforms. Let's move on to slide 13. VAP and SDI. This is basically about VAP and its significant other, SDI. VAP and SDI really complement each other. IBM encourages all partners to participate in both because they can get more margin. That's the whole point, margin, profit. So picture this. SDI is pre-sale and VAP is post-sale. SDI then is the reward that covers all the work the partner did to identify and qualify that deal. Now the deal is done, you get to VAP. VAP then is the reward that covers all the value-add work the partner provides to fulfill the engagement, you know, 6 to 9 months after the deal's closed. See, they work together perfectly. Example, how does it work? And let's say, as an example, partner A has a VAP and is also in SDI. Then partner A will get the VAP rebate plus the identify rebate from SDI, and that can get them a greater margin, up to maybe 40%, we can say. So it works, they work together well. Let's move on to slide 14. That's a summary, and I'm just going to read this. VAP Value Advantage Plus program is IBM's premier value-added business partner offering. It's open to all value-adding VPs, SIs, ISVs, and VARs who resell IBM middleware, you know, those passport part numbers, new licenses, okay? It's marketed and promoted as a solution offering with assurances of use that it's going to only be used in value-added solution sales. And lastly, it's complementary to SDI. Let's move on to slide 15, the last slide. And this is my contact info. You have here my phone number, this is my mobile number, my email address, and where all prospective VAP partners should submit a VAP application. And it's in the Partner World tool. At this time, I'm going to say feel free to call me, email me, same time me, if you have any questions on VAP. And this is the presentation I had for you today. If you have questions, I am ready. Carol?
Thank you. Thank you. And since we have a few minutes left, we plan to open up the line for questioning for both Julianne and for John or myself or Carl Baines is on the line. But so, Jim, can you explain to them how we can open up the line for questions?
Certainly. And for our phone audience, if you'd like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touchtone telephone. If you're using a speakerphone, we ask that you pick up your handset or release your mute button feature to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to assemble our queue.
Thank you. Again, just a reminder, if you have suggested topics, and we'd love feedback for if this was valuable to you so we know whether we should conduct others in the future, send a note to Carl Baines, C-B-A-Y-N-E-S, at us.ibm.com, and that's B as in boy, C-B-A-Y-N-E-S.
And we'll take
have you got any questions?
Yes, ma'am. We'll take our first question from Nina Lane.
Yes, this is Nina Lane from Burby.
Hi. How are you, Nina?
I'm doing fine. I just want to thank you for an excellent session here, very valuable. My question is directed to Jean, and this has to do with the VAP solutions in ELA accounts. Can you comment a little bit about that?
Yes, they are allowable. ELA accounts will qualify for VAP discounts. However, the discount doesn't get kicked off by IBM automatically. DVAD, your distributor, will have to submit a request to IBM to get that rebate sent over to them so they can pass it on to you. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I'm familiar with the process. The length of time that it takes place seems to be long. Do we see any changes in that coming up, or is it
business as
usual?
No changes that I'm aware of. I believe now it's 45 days or longer than that, even.
That it flows or that they get approval, John?
I'm sorry?
Is it 45 days that it flows back to them or 45 days for an approval?
For an approval.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, and I'll bring that up to the operations folks, and I'll get back to you at Burby.
Yeah, that would really help, especially if it's in conjunction with SBI.
But I'm not going to promise anything.
Oh, no, I understand that. I understand, John. I've been doing this a long time, I know.
That's my first on my to-do list.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, we'll take our next question. That will come from Neil Turk.
Hey, John. This is Neil. How are you?
Good.
Quick question regarding the Heritage FileNet partners. Can they do VAP solutions around the FileNet?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Time, perhaps before the end of the year, but I'm hearing 2009.
All right. Great, thanks.
You're welcome.
And Neil, that would be because they have their own value definition, and they don't want to cloud that with our VAP program.
And also, Carol, Passport Advantage.
Yep, it's not available. Remember,
not available in them as well. So
yeah, program's only available for Passport Advantage products.
Correct.
To get to the audience, that is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question. Moving on, we'll take our next question from Susan Chris.
Hi, thanks. These are good presentations. I, as you had mentioned, I was not aware of the Grow Your Business capabilities. I really appreciate the chance to look at that today. One thing I had a question about on that was when you look at the average deal size, et cetera, and the benefits to the customer, you know that ROI tool, the Alinean tool? Are you guys familiar with that?
I'm not sure if that's the business partner profitability tools we put out before. I don't know if it's maybe changed names, but no, I'm...
Because we actually take the where that information comes. The ROI information that's in Grow Your Business comes from the business partner profitability tool.
Okay, yeah, that's very focused on the business partner profitability. The Alinean tool, the ROI tool, the ROI analyst, is from the customer's point of view, and it's just sort of a quick. And I was thinking, God, that's a perfect linkage because.
Oh, great.
It's a quick way of figuring out what the benefit is to the customer and give you some ideas.
To help you sell.
Yeah, exactly. So I thought maybe...
Yeah, remember that this tool was built originally with helping our partners grow their overall business.
Yeah.
I was the one that looked at it and said, hey, can't we also use this for upselling? And I do believe that it would be helpful to have quick questions, identifying questions in there, as well as what you're saying, some profitability for the customer.
Yeah, exactly.
Good idea.
Yeah, okay, that was just my comment. I appreciate it.
That's
you know what? It may very well be in some of the sales kits that are out there. So
I'm sure it is. But, you know, one of the value that we wanted to do is we did want to make it a little simpler to have it. Like part of the you know things that people had did like about this is it was kind of idiot simple and it was all in one place.
Yeah.
So you bring up an excellent point of sort of downstreaming it. You know, first it's a channel develop business development kind of concept, and then it's, okay, now let's go to the next phase of if we actually are kind of working an opportunity, what are the qualifying questions? And you're right, let me now explain from a recruitment perspective, hey, Mr. Customer, here's, you know, your ROI. So that's a great, great suggestion. Thank you.
And you might find some of that in some of the brand tools that I shared with you that's in the slide earlier that says if you're really smart in one brand.
Yeah.
Yep.
But the if you link to some of those sales kits, I'd be surprised that you didn't find it in some of them.
Cool. Thanks.
Moving on, we'll take our next question from Jack Wilkie.
Hi, John. Part of my question got answered after I hit star one, and it was I heard earlier I thought that only mid-range software was included in this, and then someone said Passport Advantage only. I have a second question. In tools, like there's DB2 tools for Z, and then there's multi-platform tools that run on mid-range. Are multi-platform tools included in this?
Let's see this. Simple answer. If it's in Passport Advantage and it's branded, yes. If it's not in Passport Advantage, or if it is in Passport Advantage and not branded, no.
So, John, he's asking about things like Z Linux prop tools that are absolutely in Passport Advantage.
Those would not
brand.
Are they in Passport Advantage? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Are they branded?
Yeah, they're in a like they'd be sitting in the data brand or the WebSphere brand, and they would be, but their platform shows up as Z in our internal system.
I'd have to, if you could send me an email, I'll take a closer look. What I'm going to look for is whether it's in PPA, Passport. I hear yes, it is, and then I'll see what that brand definition tells me.
Jack, and I think I have your email address, and I certainly understand your question, and I'll make sure we get back to you.
Yeah, it's on my email address is on my last page of the presentation. That was a great question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Moving on, we'll take our next question from Pat Phillips.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to comment on the ROI tool question/comment that was two prior persons. I'm familiar with the business value assessment tool for SOA, and that tool does do an ROI analysis for a client. However, it is an on-request type of scenario where you have to go and nominate the partner to get access to that tool. So it's not necessarily sitting in all the sales kits, and it's not necessarily just sitting out on Partner World. You actually have to go to the WebSphere Sales Solution Center to get access for your partner.
Yeah.
So that's just a comment and an aside of a tooling that I'm familiar with that I've been using for WebSphere. It goes across SOA brand, and it is not an anyone access type of situation. It is request only.
Yeah. I would imagine you'd find that with some of our more complicated. I want to make sure you know how to use it.
Yeah, and there are some people who will do the partner training and all that other good stuff. So, you know, if you need that type of information, I'd be more than happy to filter it over to you guys, and you could see how it fits within the Grow Your Business piece.
Well, we are, you know, no lack of complexity at IBM at times. We do know this. The BVAs have been, you know, done some terrific work has come out of the BVAs. We actually, the Grow Your Business team, is working with a team that actually has developed, believe it or not, there are 5 ROI tools out there in different parts of IBM. And so we're actually trying to streamline that. And so I think you're going to see a more consistent approach. It may not affect BVA, but I think that I kind of hear what you're hearing, what I'm hearing you're saying is that, you know, it's not necessarily easy and you got to put in a lot of stuff and maybe you have to jump through some hoops. And, you know, my kind of vision on the world is that it's really easy and simple and I don't have to read a user manual. I'll use it. And that's kind of how we like to build things. So just wanted to give you that heads up that we're going to try to make that ROI piece a little easier for you guys to get access to.
That's Julianne saying that?
Yes, it sure is.
That's great. No, that's awesome news. And I'm getting the feeling that since you guys are all asking about these sales justification tools, this might be a topic for a future hot topic call. I don't know whether we need to do it by multi-brand or by one brand at a time, but certainly offer up Carl's feedback to Carl if that's of interest to you in the future.
And as a final reminder, my apologies, and as a final reminder to our audience, that is star one if you'd like to ask a question. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. And at this time, it appears there are no further questions.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again to everyone for attending. Again, happy Friday and happy Leap Year Day. We appreciate your time and hope it was of value. And please, please get to us with future topics. And if the sessions are valuable, we'd like to continue them. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That will conclude today's conference. We thank you for your participation. At this time, our phone audience may now disconnect.